I like my freedom myself. That's why I go over the water. If I didn't have my freedom, I wouldn't go over there.
So jobs was hard back then, huh? It's hard to make a living.
Well, my mother taking plow sack and made that clothes. Now you go up here at Walmart and get your clothes for the kids and things. You go to the store, you have money now left, you make more money, you have more automobiles. You couldn't buy one if it sold for a dollar. You couldn't afford it. You didn't have the money. You couldn't build your house. But it's cheap. Buy gasoline for, 5 gallons for a dollar, but wow. You didn't have the dollar to buy it.
And people grew their own food back then, huh?
Yeah, if you didn't grow your food, you didn't eat.
You'd starve, huh?
That's right. That's the God's truth. It's a lot of difference.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about working at Georgia Power? Can you do that for us?
Yeah, I worked with Georgia Power Company. I worked down there. I had a timekeeper. Me and my brother worked. We was rolling the T-bundles. Had a timekeeper.
Wow.
They went to raining. They cut you off.
Wow.
They cut you off back here. They ought to be rich. They worked us for nothing. Paid me 20 cents an hour.
Oh my goodness.
20 cents an hour?
Digging ditches too, and digging ditches. We take about 50 boys, young boys. We go out in the cow pasture, take an axe and cut it in blocks, put it down. The man that I worked with, he had a string. You get started up there, and one down here, and run down. We done it by bank. They put about 4 inches of topsoil. They don't do like that now. And it levels this floor right here when he got through with it.
Wow.
I did have to cut it in a week's time.
Well, that's tough.
We was putting out Pomuda grass. Both men left me there, and they go off to do electricity work. They lay them off about 4 foot wide, about as wide as this table. Mm. Take a mule, didn't have no tractors, just take a mule, lay his fur off, right there in the pasture, get that logs. There's a lot of difference in Pomuda, several different kinds. Mm-hmm. And to take them along the train, put them in the fur, then we'd put about 4 inches of good topsoil. That'd be tall. You can't grow nothing on red clay. Put about 4 inches, then that's cut it that week. They water it, cut it. Now that's the way you do. Now they fix a yard, they don't even fill the cracks up. They want to make the money quick, you know. They make your money, everybody want to make it so quick now. It's like a house. I was talking to George, I don't know where you know about it. It's Rawls. He died here a while back. He got two boys, lawyers. Got a daughter, she's a doctor. And he told me again, people was buying houses and the bathrooms fell in on them.
Oh my goodness.
Really? Wow.
How long did you work there at Georgia Power?
I worked with them for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. I had to work. They wouldn't have paid nothing, but I had to do something to pay them. And I worked in the road to pay my taxes. I had to work 3 days to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
You didn't pay them back then. I didn't pay no you didn't pay no income tax, no taxes in, but of course you didn't make enough money to pay it. And they couldn't get nothing out of the ground. The states didn't have no money. States couldn't pay $2 a day. They can't run them things now because they don't get enough money. It takes a federal government to help them out. If they don't, they can't do nothing. They can't even run a schoolhouse unless they got the federal government behind it.
So you worked at Kraft, did you work at Kraft for a while too?
I worked with them 29 years. I was a supervisor. And I worked they'd send about 25 or 30 boys out there, young boys that had to learn.